is the day, and Google launches their official YouTube app. It's Wednesday, September 12th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of iWake. Today's show has two topics on the agenda, and just two, as there isn't a whole lot of news going on, as most of the news is happening the day after I record this. Today is the day of the big Apple event, so that's topic number one. And the other big topic is YouTube on iOS. So first off, I am rather excited about this whole event going on today. While I don't see myself getting the new iPhone, as I don't like contracts and it'd be around $650 for me, I could see myself getting a new iPod or two, as I'm writing a book about the iPod. And well, I need every iPod Apple ever releases, so I've got around 30 or 40 iPods. And I have them all, so I have to collect them all, and I have to research them and go deep into them as I'm researching the evolution of this whole phenomenon of the iPod. So with that said, I'm rather interested to see what they do here, see if they leave it another year without updates, as I may have a lot more work for me in store as far as writing this book tomorrow. So we'll see. I really do love the iPods. I think they're very awesome products, and I'm a music fan, and I like that dedicated experience of I'm just here to listen to music. So I am really excited to see what they do there. Another thing I'm rather excited about is iOS 6. What hidden features will be revealed today? I think there will be something that Apple left out of the betas that will be shown off here, something that will just blow us away, and I'm curious what that is, because I think there's something. I just don't know what it is. It's going to be a fun day. I think there's a lot of tricks up Apple's sleeves, and I'm curious to see what those tricks are. So as for me, I'll be tuning into the Twit network following their live coverage, as well as the GTGT live blog. And thankfully for me, it starts at 7 a.m., so I can just roll out of bed, literally, and start watching and, you know, diving into what Apple is announcing, because I don't have to wait till 10, as the West Coasters do, or 1 p.m. as I remember in the East Coast. So I'm excited to see this event and see what Apple has in store for us. The other topic today is YouTube on iOS. So as many of you know, Google has released a YouTube app for iOS. And as many of you also know, Apple will not include YouTube in iOS 6 as far as an app. It'll still be there to upload things to YouTube from the Photos app, things like that. But as far as the app that is being pulled, that app that we had since iOS 1 is now gone. So iOS 1 to 5, we had the official YouTube app from Apple. Now we have a third-party app that works in iOS 4.3 or later from Google themselves, so they have total control. This also means we will get updates to this YouTube app, so this app won't be stagnant like this one, but will improve over time. So a very good trend here, and I hope Google Maps gets released tomorrow. That would be a very, very exciting thing as well. So with that said, what does Google have to say about this app? So here's, according to the YouTube blog, for all you die-hard YouTube fans out there who can't get enough YouTube on your mobile, we've got some great news. Starting today, you can download the official YouTube app for iPhone and iPod Touch from the App Store, bringing you more of the videos you love and more ways to share them with the people you care about. The new app is built by YouTube engineers to give our iPhone and iPod Touch users the best mobile experience. Here's what you'll find. Tens of thousands more videos, because the app supports ads, and many videos are available only with ads. New YouTube channel guide. You swipe your finger from the left edge of the screen to reveal a guide with your subscribed channels on YouTube, and hopefully mine is one of those. You're able to find videos faster. To get videos faster, you're able to search with suggestions while you type, and it'll let you sort through your videos or channels, and you're able to flip through related videos, comments, and more info, all while watching a video. They're also adding into this app more ways to share with people you love. So share that incredible video you found on YouTube, on Google+, Facebook, or text message in the app, as well as Twitter and email. So lots of ways there. And there's even more ways to explore the new YouTube app for iPhone and iPod Touch. You're available to download it now from the App Store. And they're working on the details on optimizing a version for the iPad, which will be out in the coming months. So stay tuned for more details there. So there you go. As a part of iOS 6, this is a reality. We need a third-party YouTube app, and Google has created it. I'm very hopeful. As I said earlier, Google Maps will be coming out this week, as I really do need their transit data. That's something Apple is not providing quite yet. So my initial impressions here. The YouTube app is nice. I think I prefer the old app, though. It was more of an app. This one feels very much like a web app, web-inspired. It's not a terrible thing, but I did prefer the old app metaphors that we grew up with. So another cool thing, in iOS 6, this YouTube app, this third-party app, supports opening up YouTube links directly inside this app. So you can click on a link in Mail, it'll load it up in the YouTube app. And that's pretty cool. And so it really does appear to me that Apple and Google communicated there to make that happen. Another thing to note is that so users must download this app. It won't be a part of iOS 6, so my question here is, how popular will this app be? Will the install base even reach 50%? What's the percentage going to be there? It'll be much different from a built-in app, so who knows there? Another thing I'll be curious about is, this app supports ads. It doesn't support ads in my videos quite yet, and just a few select partners, but I'm anticipating it'll roll out to other people, such as myself, so I'll be really curious if my YouTube revenue will go up as a result of this, and that'll be an interesting thing just to watch as ads get into the apps on mobile, if my income may go up a little bit at least, so we'll see there. And a final note here is uploading. So with the iOS 6, you can actually upload to YouTube directly from the Safari web browser, to me, which is a wild, crazy thing that makes it much more like a desktop computer. You can also upload through system apps like Photos and, you know, iMovie, which isn't a system app, but other apps do it as well. One thing you can't do, though, is upload from the new YouTube app. Kind of odd, and that may change in the future, but right now, no uploading. Just a view, sit back, and relax only situation. Anyways, go out and download the YouTube app from the App Store, and also make sure to subscribe to my channel, T-C-H-A-T-E-N, as I think you'll enjoy the videos there. So that's what's going on in the Apple world today, and make sure to watch out for the Apple event. I'll keep you up to date with what's going on there on tomorrow's show. You can find the show notes over at iWakePodcast.com. I also do videos and other things like that, stop motion animation, over at youtube.com/T-C-H-A-T-E-N. I also do this thing called iWake Again, which you can get all the info about that at iWakePodcast.com/again. That's iWakePodcast.com/again for all the information there. I do extra content as well as scripts. You have access to scripts right there with iWake Again. Thank you guys for watching or listening to today's show, and I will be back tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Have a great day, and I'm rather excited to see what Apple announces in just a little bit here. Aloha.